Let's start now because we're already days late, I guess. Folks, I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina at Goodnights.
Oh, good June. Nights. That's a good club.
June, I think, 11th through the 13th.
Beautiful.
Check it out. Go to the Good Charlie Goodnights website.
Charlie Goodnights.
Or if you just go to, I think, either my Twitter or Instagram, it's the link is in the bio. And then also, like St. Louis or some shit. I don't know.
I'm ready to be done touring and then taking the whole fucking... I think I'm going to take July, August, and maybe even September off. But in the meantime, come see me. Actually, this is probably going out when I'm already in D.C., so whatever. Whatever, I don't fucking care. San Diego. Oh, Philly, I think. Philly is the last one. Wait, no, in Providence, the makeup COVID one. But anyway. Oh, and I think my special is coming out the 22nd of May on YouTube. So mark your fucklanders for that. Anyway. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to email my fucking piece. Anyway, all right.
Who are you going to email?
I don't want to say on the fucking, you know. This is family business. But I'm going to email some cocksucker about something that he's late on. I'll put it that way.
Raleigh, North Carolina, Goodnights, June 9th through the 11th.
Very nice.
And you can go to either their website or my Twitter and check the link in the bio. And then after that, I will be in Portland, Oregon, not St. Louis. I'll be in Portland, Oregon from June.
Ooh, I love that club.
June 16th through the 18th. I will be at Helium, Portland. Go check that out. And then... New York, I'm the homecoming.
I'm coming home.
Carolines.
I'm coming home.
June 23rd through the 26th, I will be there.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
And then I will be in Buffalo in July.
And though my penis is
And then
is
I
home.
Will be back at Lincoln Lodge later in July.
And my name is Nick Mullen.
And then I will be...
My dick is small.
In Phoenix, I guess, after
dick
that.
Dick is small. Where are you playing in Phoenix?
House of Comedy, Phoenix.
Ooh.
And then after that, I'm at the Minneapolis, I guess. And then Philly, then Minneapolis. No, Philly, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Vegas. No, Indianapolis. I don't know. Who gives a shit? Just go to the Raleigh one is the upcoming one. I don't even know if these other ones are happening.
That's right, you little fuckers.
And then I was supposed to be in Canada, but they had to reschedule that one because
you're a freedom fighter.
I threatened the prime minister.
Who, Justin?
Justin.
Damn.
Justin sucked my dick when I was in Toronto.
Did he?
Yeah, I didn't tell a lot of people.
Yeah. But did he suck it inside or outside?
He sucked it outside.
Really?
The Boston shows were fun. A little depressing, I guess.
Why? You seem low.
No, I guess because the last time we were there was like right when, that was like the first, I think, wasn't that one of the first live shows we did? With the podcast?
We did do a live show there. You know, that was our weird tour. The Cleveland-Boston tour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that was fun as shit. You know what?
Yeah.
We didn't make a lot of money, but that was fun.
We didn't make a lot of money, but the Boston, like, that was like when things first started popping.
Right.
And it was
Yeah, we
like,
were adding shows.
But I remember the shows in Boston not being very good.
Well, whatever.
They weren't.
They weren't good.
But it was a fun time.
It was fun
to
go to a place and sell out and do stuff, you know. And
I got my dick sucked wearing the boot.
I remember you got your dick sucked.
I still had the boot. That was a great time.
Yeah,
shout out to her.
They put you in that room. That
light
doorbell.
Oh, yeah. I had the fucking wheelchair room. I had the handicap room.
You got the retard room.
Dude, I got my dick sucked retard style in that room, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I guess because these shows, they were fun. They were good shows. We had a good time. So save for maybe the last show where they said, this is the one where we're putting the drunkest people right up front.
The Saturday late
sometimes. And letting them yell things from the podcast the entire show and not... And leave them in the showroom the entire time.
Brutal.
That was that was the only one that was.
You
but even
fucking
then, that was like,
animals.
You know, it's
no,
fine.
No. Don't give them.
No.
They're losers.
The staff.
Yeah. Not the people.
But anyways, other than that, it was fine. I mean, maybe if it you know, doing like four shows feels kind of like a waste rather than you know at least five. You know.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to get tired of doing that many shows.
Yeah. I mean, like 7, 8, that's brutal. But
I'm doing so many at the fucking improv. I'm doing like, I think I'm going to do, I'm 7 at the improv.
Yeah.
I did You're 7. You're coming home.
I did 7 in
I'm
Austin.
Excited to be in the improv, but like 7 is so many. 8, like I did 8 at the Lincoln Lodge. Mm-hmm. And it was, they were great. It was fun. I love those guys. I wanted to kill myself the last shows. Yeah. 8 is just too many. It's too fucking many.
It's a lot.
But, you know. Mm-hmm. Cuz it's not even the shows. It's just you're somewhere for so long that's not your house. You know what I mean? It's like if even a change, like I've done that many shows in different cities, but the change of scenery is fun. There's just something kind of depressing about setting up shop somewhere that long that isn't your house. Cause like
for a weekend. An entire weekend.
It's more than a weekend.
4 days.
So you get there. Whatever. It's still better than having a regular job. Everybody's listening to this at their fucking gay ass job, but
Well, I don't know. You could have some people have pretty cool day jobs.
Like what?
I guess nothing. I guess being like a mentally retarded person that's a caddy at a golf course.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Dude, how fucking awesome it is when it's your break time and you got a Reese's fast break. That's that happiness is better than anything we'll ever experience.
Name's Richard. I'm a retard for millionaires. Retard to the stars.
I wonder are there fluffers for female porn stars? Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody who sucks on their tits so they're all swollen when the scene starts.
No, I don't think so.
No, and they're probably other
the
girls.
The guy that beats them up so they're already crying.
Yeah, there's like a pimp or a Jewish producer.
No, that sucks. Both of those jobs suck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess never mind.
Or a guy who has to give her drugs to numb the pain.
That sucks. Yeah, never mind. I take it back. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's just golf course retard is the only good day
golf
job.
Course retard or zoo lesbian.
Zoo lesbian.
Oh, my God. They have the best life.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
It really is. It's like there should be, because this is the thing. If you, like they shouldn't have ever passed laws outlawing discrimination.
Okay.
Should have just figured out progressive forms of discrimination.
Okay.
Lesbians should be the only people allowed to work at the zoo. Mm-hmm. They should have first dibs on all those jobs.
Absolutely. And you can't be too lipstick with it either.
Oh, no, zero.
No. You
got to have a big, dumb ass.
Yeah, big, just fucking a wide, structural ass.
Just like a
base, a strong base. Because sometimes you got to fucking...
A very lateral woman.
Yeah.
You know, work there. Forward shoulders.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah.
Maybe you can wear just a little lipstick if you work with the birds.
Mm-hmm.
But and those animals are respecting the shit out of that lady.
Yeah, she's the alpha.
She's just going through the secret doors into the jungle enclosures with all your keys, your beloved keychain, your beloved lesbian keychain.
Damn, dude, that lady showed up at the Maura Crossman Recreation Center when I was in fucking day camp. She came through with some little lizards, some fucking...
Oh, she did like the Jack Hanna talk show.
Yeah, we had really, really
thing.
Bootleg Jack Hanna that would come to my summer camp.
You ever meet a boa constrictor? I feel like that's the big one for kids. Albino boa constrictor.
Never got the albino, but
really?
Definitely...
I feel like most of them are albino.
I don't know what to tell you.
They're like...
There was definitely a big snake. One time there was a bird I hate.
I hate birds, too.
I'm not a bird guy.
They're dinosaurs.
They're little dinosaurs.
I almost went to Petco the other day. Anytime I see a Petco, I'm like, let's see if they have a macaw.
Okay.
They almost never do.
You've been talking about getting a parrot for a long time.
I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah. You should bite the bullet.
Now, do you think the cat would try and kill the bird?
They're too
big. In classic Looney Tunes style.
I mean, they're fucking big. I don't
know.
They're
loud as
shit. It doesn't. Cats are fucking ornery critters.
A macaw would be bigger than the cat.
I know, but I'm saying it might still fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the macaw would kill the cat.
Or it would be a fucking Pyrrhic victory.
In which case, I mean, that's.
And they would both die.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. One or the other.
Okay.
The cat's been getting fat.
She looks all right to me.
I've started feeding the cat whenever it wants food rather than...
Okay.
Because...
On a schedule.
Yeah, because she gets like really annoying, and I guess she is hungry a lot of the times, but she'll just keep eating until she throws up everywhere, so I don't...
I hate when cats do that shit.
I'm trying to find a medium where it's like the cat's eating as much as it needs, but then it also shuts the fuck up.
Mm. You could drug it.
No, I'm not going to drug it. She was fine before she got spayed. Then after that,
because now she's like, there's no reason to keep this pussy tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to get fat. I'm not getting any cock.
Now she's nasty.
Now it's Amy Schumer, the cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Oh, I saw The Northman. You guys see that movie?
No, I'm not going to see it, and I have my reasons.
Why?
It's the same reasons that people say online.
What is it?
No, it's no one online knows it, but the two of you know it.
What?
Something happened when we were in the cabin. There's a gentleman that's in The Northman who disrespected me.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I hear he's fucking ripped in
he
that
looks
movie.
Awesome, dude.
Oh, my God.
He looks so
you
fucking
know what?
Sick.
Skarsgård, you're the better man.
Dude, honestly, something like that happens, you just got to tip your hat. There's just certain things, man. It's like, all right.
Can you imagine his penis? His penis probably has a six-pack.
Awesome. Yeah, he looked awesome. That movie was fucking sick.
Racine told me a funny story over the weekend that I don't know if I can repeat.
Well, what the hell?
It's just it's celeb gossip.
Okay, tell me off the tell me off mic.
It made me laugh.
Fuck, let's get Racine in here to tell the story.
Yeah, right. If you want, you're gonna have to listen to Mike Racine's podcast, and maybe.
Oh, true. He's probably saving all the good goss for his pod.
Yeah, the sauce. Whatever.
No, I think
podcast.
It's got a new name.
The Sit Sauce.
The Sit Sauce.
No, he has a new one.
The Wop
Sean
Sauce.
Sean McCarthy.
Yeah, they do. Grub Sauce.
Grub Saucers.
Grub Sauce.
Oh, he's
check
doing
out
it with,
that podcast.
He's doing it with Sean. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Sean and Scott Chapman.
Scott Chapman.
Oh, that's a nice little trio of white men.
Mm-hmm.
Of mayo-ass white boys.
I didn't know they were white.
You didn't know?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Did you think Sean was like a little bit, maybe like Indonesian?
Mike also made me watch the end of somebody's HBO special. I guess it's pretty obvious who it is.
I don't
Very
know.
Upsetting.
The end of somebody's HBO special. Mm. I haven't kept tabs on the HBO specials.
Yeah.
It was bad?
It was, yeah.
It sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah,
he
went
to... celebrity gossip.
We went to lunch, and then I went back to the hotel to take a nap, and Mike went back out to Shake Shack to get... And I was like, what'd you get, fucking 3 hamburgers? Mm-hmm. He's like, nah, hamburger and, you know, a chicken sandwich and a hot dog.
Wow. Like,
dad mode engaged.
Yeah, you forget that Racine was fat also. And now he's like he's still got those habits.
He's got a son, he's gonna get fat again.
He's got those instincts.
I'm gonna see who has a also today's my little brother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So just I'm gonna shout them out on the other one.
No, they're twins, no?
And Nick, yeah, they're twins.
They are twins?
Yeah.
Fraternal.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, just one got born buff and one got born depressed.
Mm. Yeah, they really are. Like, you put them together and it's me. It's like all my depressive shit is George and all my, like, peppy.
You're their god emperor.
I am. Yeah, I'm split down the middle as my little brothers.
They love
and
you.
And I weigh the exact amount of both of them together.
Really?
No, they're both big.
They're big boys.
Dick is Jack. George keeps a little weight on him for the winter time.
Mm.
But, you know, he's going to fucking shed some LBs. Yeah, go check out my brother's art. I'll shout him out on the free episode. We're just kind of eating time on this one.
I don't know. I'm having fun.
I'm already thinking about lunch 14 minutes into the pod. Mm. I'm thinking.
You might get mad at me, but I brought my lunch today.
What did you bring?
Like a pasta.
What kind of pasta? Enough for all three of us?
No.
Why'd you bring a lunch?
Because I don't know. I had leftovers from last night.
Not enough for all three, though.
Right. You're not doing meal prep or planning or anything.
No, honestly, I paid for the food.
Special.
And I'm mad at my girlfriend right now.
Special Adam only lunch for just
Adam.
Oh,
I see. He bought some food at a restaurant.
The leftovers.
And he's afraid his girlfriend will eat it.
No, it's from the house. Okay. It's from home.
It's from home.
Equally, it's from home equally shitty, but also not directed at me. So in this case, I don't care.
You're telling me I'm a bad person for bringing my lunch to work.
Well, for the reasons that you're doing.
So your girlfriend can't have any of the food that you paid for.
Well, I don't know if she was going to, but... It's mine.
Yeah, probably not. She's at work, right? She's at her job.
No, she's working from home today.
She's waiting tables from home.
She's not a waitress.
So no one told you that your dick was fucking small.
Well, guess what it is.
Well, guess what it is. What kind of pasta? Describe it to me. I'm hungry.
I believe it's called like a midnight pasta.
What does that mean?
There's like anchovy.
It's a Steve Harvey prepared.
There's anchovy, garlic, very simple pasta. Some Calabrian chilies.
Sounds. Why you guys
roll your eyes?
That doesn't sound simple at all.
Yeah,
anchovies and Calabrian chilies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, everyone just has some anchovies and Calabrian chilies laying around the house.
Just something I threw together. Just a little simple anchovies.
I have a stock pantry.
My midnight train to pasta.
Sucking on the midnight train to penis.
Well, you guys can have my lunch then.
I don't want it. It sounds like shit, actually.
Okay, yeah. So I'll have my
I'm
lunch.
Telling you, thinking about it,
I was hoping for a bolognese.
Thinking about it, I kind of want to push you out that window right there.
Yeah. Why?
I'm with Nick. I know it's the wrong thing to do, but that is kind of my instinct right now.
To murder me?
You'd probably be fine. It's the second floor.
I heard the description of the
pasta.
I'd
break my neck and be an invalid.
Yeah, and then you could eat your gay pasta through a tube.
No, I
could blend it up and pour it down your tube.
You think you'd be an invalid, really?
From a second story fall?
Depending on how you fell.
I was pushed, too, so I'd probably land on my neck or something.
Me, a natural athlete?
I wouldn't
land
foot first.
I would land like Captain America lands.
I don't know.
I would start flying halfway through the fall.
No, you wouldn't.
He would know in that moment. He would unlock his true essence.
Yeah. You don't possess the skill.
Only under fucking duress could Nick find his superpowers.
It's like the end of the Matrix, where
the third one.
No, the very first one.
Right
before the credits. He's flying.
Right. That was sick.
That's bad.
That's the best ending to any movie at all. It's like he just does all this shit, and then it's like the postscript right before the credits. Like, and he can fly. By the way.
Oh, by the way, he's fucking so much sicker.
Also, he can fly.
Yeah, that pissed me off actually because I was I want to see him be fucking flying and shit. Yeah. The same. Did you guys ever see The Witch? The movie The Witch?
Yeah. No.
Spoiler alert. Can I spoil it for you, Adam?
Yeah. I don't care about spoilers.
Okay. You don't have to say. You could have just said yes, because by saying I don't care about spoilers implicitly, and the way you said
it, he's too cool to.
You're saying that I, who does care about spoilers, is gay.
Mm. No, I
picked that up in your voice.
Adam, what do you mean? Adam, you come in here, you get mad at me for going at you, but you've been coming in with some kind of undertone.
What's my undertone?
There was plenty of undertone in that. I don't care about spoilers. And what's the implied?
That's your
preference.
The undertone.
It's a preference.
The undertoner.
Yeah.
Dong. It's what I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know if I would lose a wrestling match to Triple H personally. I don't know if I would do that.
The Witch
is
a good ass movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of nice tension. Same guy actually that made The Northman. Shout out to Eggers.
Yeah.
And Anya Taylor-Joy is in it too.
What's Dave Eggers' middle name?
No, nice try. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's Nathan, or
it's
something.
Not Nathan.
Well, it could be.
It's not Nicholas.
It could be.
I don't think it is. Anyway, at the very end
is
of
it
that,
fucking.
I don't think it is.
You'd be like, my favorite director, Dave fucking Eggers, dude.
Get no, enough.
His name. All right.
That Nathan is a much more reasonable guess. It's not that either, but it's definitely not fucking.
Well, you could see why somebody would say Dave fucking.
I do. Eggers. I do see
and
that.
Maybe they're a little drunk.
But I don't see
and
why.
They're slurring their speech.
So you think his parents named him that because his father was drunk when his mom was giving birth?
How about maybe it's Northman?
No, it's not Northman. That's the movie he just made.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the end of that
one.
If
you wanted to describe the movie like at an award show, you know, a list of the movies that came out, they would probably abbreviate it and then comma the name
would.
Of the director.
No, they might.
I've never seen that.
They might.
I've never seen that one. They would start with the last name. They wouldn't say his full name.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be N... comma David Eggers.
No, if you had a list of the nominees,
right?
For best
if you're announcing
year,
it, right?
And,
yeah.
Comma. And
you've
dot,
never been
comma,
at a podium
Eggers.
Announcing awards.
That's true. I guess I've so at The Godfather it would be G
comma Coppola.
Coppola.
Yeah.
I really don't think that gets across what movie it is.
Well, that's the Dewey Decimal System.
Anyway, at the end of The Witch.
Yeah.
It's the Scooby-Dooby decimal.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Scooby-Dooby-Dinus. Mm-hmm. Suck my penis. The main girl does give in to the devil. She does become a witch. And she starts fucking float. Like, they start, like, just, like, fucking talking. All their pussies are out. And they're fucking flying. And I was like, bro, I want to see that movie of these witches going buck fucking wild. And there's a part of me that with The Matrix was like, damn. I guess to a certain extent that did come, but in the second one. But I don't know. I just wanted to see Keanu be Superman for like 10 more minutes.
Yeah, but then you get Rage Against the Machine right afterwards.
That's true.
It's a nice chaser.
That is true. Dick's on my ass. Dicks on my ass.
It's a good band.
What's the last band you saw live?
I don't remember. Oh no, I opened for my friend Riley at the Bowery Ballroom.
Doesn't count.
Well, I saw his band play.
Doesn't count.
I guess beyond that, I don't know.
Bob Dylan probably.
Oh yeah, Bob Dylan. Yeah. Yeah. I saw Bob Dylan with Steven.
Literally Bob Dylan.
Yeah. At the Capitol Theater.
Damn.
In Port Chester, New York.
Oh, really? Yeah. You took a little you took a little fucking car ride?
We drove up. It was nice.
What's Port Chester like?
Apparently very bad. Everyone from Westchester is like, that's the Mogadishu Somalia of Westchester.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Oh, it's
everyone's like, that's the worst place.
So you're telling me there's a whole thing of Chesters? Is there an East Chester?
I don't fucking know.
Is there a North Chester?
I'm not that well versed in Westchester. Okay. But the theater itself is really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Nice place.
I don't remember, dude. I think I literally am not a big concert guy. I think mine might literally be HF Festival. When Billy Idol was one of the headliners.
What was this, like 12 years ago?
This is way...
Concerts like, suck,
this is
dude.
When I was like fucking 16. Like, I don't think I've been to... I've seen friends of mine play who I guess are real artists.
Actually,
but that doesn't count. Like,
you know what I just realized? No homo.
Go ahead.
My last concert before COVID, Bob Dylan. My first concert after.
Oh my God. Yeah. You can't... Some things, no homo is not powerful enough. It's not a powerful enough talisman for for certain kinds of gayness. You could have sucked 100 guys off. You say no homo, it's
no,
fine.
No.
But you see Bob Dylan, you sandwich COVID with Bob Dylan concerts. No homo's not powerful.
No homo is an infinity shield.
It's not for something that
everything
gay.
You're saying is bouncing right
no,
now.
No,
it's hitting
no.
you. Yeah.
No.
I'm quite literally rubber and you are glue.
No.
Yes.
No. Absolutely not. I'm rubber because rubber is bouncy and I'm fat.
Yeah, it's true.
And you're glue because you're covered in cum.
You're fucking Michelin tire.
You're covered in cum, and it looks like Elmer's glue, but it's actually a bunch of guys' cum.
Cum is not that sticky.
Depends on how...
Popular culture makes
it depends
cum
on
out
how
to be, like,
hydrated you are.
Really?
You've never had stringy cum or like you know, just thicker?
Well, I never kiss and tell.
Your load has never been thick?
No, just like massive load, big shooter, Peter North vibes.
No, you're not.
It's true.
You're absolutely not.
It's true, dude.
And it's probably runny.
Of course.
Your cum is like one of those fucked up eggs where like it just falls out too fast.
It's vegan.
Huh?
It's like vegan.
Yeah, it's like a vegan.
It's like the oat milk of cum.
Yeah. It's not the real thing.
No.
Whereas I have hearty cum.
No, I'm a massive shooter. Small dick, huge load.
Small dick, huge load is a funny.
That's my claim to fame. Ask any girl.
They call them the Saturday Night Special.
Ask any girl.
Small dick. She'll shoot off for a minute. She'll literally levitate when you bust inside if she's riding it.
No, it's just disgusting and copious. Doesn't have
oh,
that much
so it doesn't
power.
Have force. No. It's just a lot of it. It slowly leaks out before like 10 minutes. Your eyes are rolling the whole time. You're like, oh.
Yeah, there isn't
just
a lot
a
of...
slow leak of jizz for fucking 9 minutes.
Yep, that would be a cool way to come. I'll give you credit for
That's the Freelance Special.
That's awesome. All right, I take back what I said. I guess because of that, seeing Bob Dylan isn't that gay.
Thank you.
I still think it's gay. I just checked out as soon as you said that. I was waiting for
We were having fun, Nick. We were having fun.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, me and some.
Yeah, good.
Why?
We were having a pretty good time with
Nick's
that one.
Nick's mad at me.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. Not at
I'm
you. Just,
I'm cruising.
All right, let's cruise.
I'm not mad at you. I'm definitely mad, though.
Well, as long as he saw
his reflection of his penis today. You know he doesn't allow mirrors in his house for this reason.
I know, it's true.
Especially a penis level mirror.
And then you had to come in yesterday and leave your penis
it would be
mirror.
Cool to just have like a mirror running along like the mid length of your hallway.
Yes, just
walk around. You just walk around, you're like, nice. Fucking all day long.
Just alone in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
That's badass.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm thinking it's been a while since I've been at this bodega. I might get my classic three egg fried with that fucking Muslim bacon, that beef bacon, that chewy ass bacon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit's too sinewy for me.
I like it.
Yeah, until you get like a twine in your mouth.
I know, but there's something. I feel like a caveman.
Stringy.
It's just very.
I feel like a caveman eating it.
It's very salty, too.
It's more jerky than bacon.
I wouldn't go that far.
I kind of prefer turkey bacon in general at this point.
No. No.
No?
I fuck with the beef bacon. I mean, I like pork. Obviously, pork is the best bacon, but those little fuckers are smart.
Yeah.
I'm getting sad when I eat pork these days.
Yeah.
The pigs?
They're too cute and too smart. I haven't eaten pork in a while. But listen, fuck cows. Those fucking dumb motherfuckers can suck my dick.
It's haram.
Pig is haram, not cow.
No, pig is. I know.
Yeah. That's fuck. So wait, do Indians eat pork? No, but they worship the cow, so they don't eat pig. Because I've never seen like fucking pork vindaloo on any menu in my life.
No, they eat lambs and stuff.
Lamb is fucking delicious, yeah.
And chicken.
My guys and the Indians, we got that in common.
Yeah,
we both eat lamb in a major way. Jews don't have a traditional lamb dish, do they? Your shit sucks.
What are you talking about?
There's name a good Jewish dish.
And
don't even count that, you know, like a $40 fucking corned beef sandwich doesn't count.
Well, I mean, it's nice.
that's your best one, and it's a sandwich. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Is that the best? I don't know. I don't defend Jewish food. It's not very good. It's peasant food.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some of it's all right. Some of it is fucking disgusting.
I've just defeated you in single combat.
Well, it's not like I'm eating that shit every day.
Yeah, every day you come in here with gefilte fish and matzo ball soup.
Well, that's what I brought for lunch.
Let's see here.
Matzo ball soup is good.
It's fine.
It's just chicken soup with a fucking ball.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I could eat a bunch. But matzo ball soup, that's just a bunch of like, those are just premium saltines kind of mashed up together, isn't it?
Kind of.
Can I be honest? Probably. I've actually never had matzo ball soup.
It's pretty good. We should go for a bowl.
It's bullshit.
Never getting a bowl. I might never have it in my life.
Oh, that's fine. You'll have a good life, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a make or break thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The older I get, I'm just like, Asians really... I'm really a fan of the Asian cuisine. Their soups are always hit the spot.
Yeah.
Whether it's pho or
sweet
ramen.
And sour soup. For a little free sweet and sour soup.
That's
awesome. It's really good. The best. You know what? I'm saying.
You mean hot and sour?
Yeah, the hot and sour
hot
soup.
Hot and sour, yeah.
I'm the one saying I like it.
You were describing sauce at McDonald's.
I was describing something. Then why did you say it's really good?
That's true.
Because I knew you meant hot and sour.
You couldn't wait to just... To make everything about you.
Adam was torn in that instant between copying and correcting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually the way to make him go on the fritz.
No, I was reinforcing. Mm-hmm. I was building my boy up.
So, yeah, now I'm just thinking about that sandwich. I mean, I guess I could have something else. You said pasta, now I'm kind of thinking about pasta.
Adam going to Build-A-Bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, yeah, it's $20 for the bear, and then you put whatever clothes you want on it. And then Adam putting every piece of clothing in the store on the
bear. So you have options.
So that it's just fill the bear.
You said any clothes.
Yeah. You have different outfits for every day.
Tonight at 5, a local Jewish man has put Build-A-Bear out of business. You remember Lewis had a war with Build-A-Bear?
What?
Lewis, like, he, like, Googled, he wanted to bring James to Build-A-Bear. So he like Googled Build-A-Bear, and there was one in like the Palisades Mall. Mm-hmm. But it had gone out of business like 4 years or like 4 months prior or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So he shows there and it's gone. So then he like picked a fight with like a different Build-A-Bear. He's like, why the fuck does it say it's like...
It's like that happens all the time, man. You could have called.
Oh, yeah, right.
Damn, dude. It is funny that Lewis is a good dad.
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's like, because, you know, Bobby's a good dad too, but those guys that just didn't have a childhood,
right?
They become good fathers, but in the way that, like, Peter Pan is a good father.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's just give him whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I made James's bedroom out of candy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not enough. It's like, you don't feel like it's good enough just to not be addicted to drugs.
Right.
As a parent.
Right.
You have to really take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Anyway, let's see. Saw The Northman. Mm-hmm. I rewatched The Kings of Comedy with the fellas. Had the crew going.
The best.
It was, I had Aldis, George, Pete, the whole team was there. Mm-hmm. And we were just fucking higher than giraffe pussy. Mm-hmm. Coming off The Northman. Had just watched Giannis beat the fucking bitch-ass Celtics. And we had a little lull between the next game.
Yeah.
Just threw on The Kings of Comedy, man.
It's the best.
That rocks.
I will say, Bernie Mac obviously is the fucking king, and Steve Harvey is so fucking good at what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but
DL
and Set, even Cedric did not really age as well.
I don't know.
Sets.
I like that set. The one about how there could never be a black president.
Yeah, I guess.
Tell him I ain't got it. Yeah. That's very funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And he does, and his closer
Monica Lewinsky joke, that's funny.
His closer is, pretending to parallel park
in
is,
space or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't know.
But the the stool work is great. But yeah, I don't know. DL really. I mean, he did go first. It's just funny because like you could tell how much they respected Bernie.
Yeah,
it's like technically he, at that point he was probably the least technically
successful.
Accomplished.
Yeah.
But of course,
DL had a
last.
Show on ABC. At
yeah,
the time.
DL had a show. Yeah. They had a ton of credits, but it was like you're going first. And I do respect that about comedy. It's like, we all know who's actually, like, we
if
know.
If you know, you know.
Like, DL could never have gone last on that show. Like, imagine trying to follow Bernie. And then it's also like Steve Harvey in between is just, like, singing full songs.
Yeah, when he plays the songs. Like, he's like, they ain't singing about love no more. That's my I love that part.
It's great.
Everyone's going
he's
crazy
in an arena where the Hornets play.
Yeah,
like this is
Spike
like
Spike Lee directed.
It looks great. It looks it does look fucking sick. But
Titanic bit, that's the best.
Love that one for sure. Love that one. But it just imagine having to go next after. You know, Steve Harvey has just fucking been doing karaoke for 15 minutes.
And he harasses that guy, the gangster
guy. That's right.
Yeah.
He puts his coat on.
Feels kind of heavy. He's the best.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Anyway.
So The Northman is about a, you know, guy's Santa Claus.
It's about Santa Claus. Somebody kills Santa Claus's dad.
Yeah.
And he has to get revenge and take his empire in the North Pole.
The North Faceman, maybe, perhaps. And it's a guy that's
it's a black guy wearing a North Face.
Yeah, and loves North Face. They tried to take North Face from us and said, no chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah.
That's ours.
That's ours.
Yeah.
I want to see you belay first. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that? A rock climbing thing?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think you belay with another man's penis.
No, it's like, come on, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's a stretch. No,
I say you, I think you
reach. Loves to belay.
I think you belay down and get your ass fucked by a guy.
Yeah.
Missionary.
Yeah.
You're in mission. You belay down.
That's the most romantic form of gay sex. We can all agree.
Yeah.
Kissing on the lips.
Kissing. The other guy's dick is on your belly. It is fucking
these
hilarious.
Fucking rude gay guys having doggy
having
style.
Doggy style.
No way.
Yeah, because they just want to pretend it's a woman.
Right, of course.
Yeah. They're fucking they're
like it's
fucking
prison.
Gay.
Yeah, they're fucking gay.
These
they
guys
even
are
get
fucking
pussy.
Gay, dude.
So they're pretending
it's
a girl.
A woman. So they're just having instead of fucking a guy.
Yeah. like a fucking straight guy would, just looking him in the eye, looking at his penis, being like, ew, but I'm still fucking you.
They really should just, like, have genderless prisons. Or not genderless, but, like, you know, they should just
like bathrooms. Well, just all
mix,
gender.
Just mix everybody together.
And you don't think there'd be a lot of rape in that instance?
Well, maybe if you went to jail for raping women, like you were a serial rapist.
You don't get to be in that one.
Then they have a separate jail.
You go to,
you go to rape jail.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, it's like you really shouldn't be getting fucked in your ass if you like didn't pay your taxes. that really shouldn't be happening.
It's true. It's true.
So you're saying there should be rape jail and non-rape jail.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they have like minimum and maximum security prison, but really that's like...
That's like paradoxically maximum security is where you're getting your ass fucked, yeah, right?
There's as much thought goes into that as like I got a drawer for wires and screws, right? You know? Yeah. And then another one that's like batteries that
right.
Dead.
But a lot of batteries sometimes end up in the security. Wires yeah. Drawer. No one really gives that much of a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I wonder what the lowest level offender who got his ass fucked ever was. Like, what's the...
Well, what's sick is in Canada, you can like basically commit any crime and like the week of your trial, just get a wig and be like, yeah, I'm a girl. You have to send me the women's prison.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then if they don't, then you just tattle to the news and the government has to...
You're right.
Wow.
Interesting. They have to send you to the women's prison. And then all the pussy you want.
All the pussy... That's
you're
smart.
The big man on campus.
Mm-hmm. I did see a they-them genderqueer person.
And it's like people are like, whoa, dude. Like, because, you know, that's the thing where it's like the criticism about like, you know, like trans people would just somebody would pretend to be trans to use like the women's bathroom or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like trans people wouldn't do that, you know. And it's like that's fair. But we're talking about criminals.
Right. Yeah.
Jail is already criminal.
Yeah. That's what that's, you know how Junior Soprano pretended to be senile?
Crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mob bosses need to start pretending to be trans. That's the next step.
Yeah.
To get pussy eaten. Imagine Goodfellas. They're all wearing the scene where they're chopping up the garlic thin, but they're all wearing wigs and dresses, and then they all go out and get pussy afterwards.
There was a mob guy in New York. I forget who. Maybe it was just Gotti. He was just pretending to be insane.
No. That was the Chin.
No, yeah.
You were like bathrobe.
Vince Gigante, I believe, was his name.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was pretending to be crazy.
Maybe we should turn this into a New York Mafia podcast.
I would honestly love that. I read The Five Families. Yeah. It's an insanely good book. I might read it again.
The Five Families. That's one more than four.
Yeah.
And four less than nine. The first number of 9/11.
Oh, shit. 11, never forget.
Famously, 5 + 6. 6 is 2 more than 4. This is the Italian numerology podcast.
Yeah, Vince the Chin, he was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And yet he walked around with like a bathrobe. They found him, I believe they caught him, because what always gets you is fucking side pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I think
really? She was wearing a wire?
He had a separate house where he would fuck his mistress, and I think he wasn't pretending to be crazy there, and they found him. Or he would like... He like fucking came in like a bathrobe looking retarded, and he would be like, do shit like that. And then they snuck him out in like a different thing, and he just literally hair combed, like fucking fresh suit, and they just caught him getting pussy. So, yeah. Women, the root of all evil.
It's her fault.
Anyway, back to that. So anyway, I saw some like genderqueer, a person who like had truly like the face of a running back, right? Like, looked like Frank Gore. Like, and then just some of the juiciest tits you've ever seen in your life, but the voice also of like a weathered bus driver, right?
Yeah.
And they were talking about, they're like yeah, I don't know what gender I am, but, and then they were like, but listen, when I went to prison, I made sure I was in women's prison. They're like, imagine, dude. Yeah. That person was going to get their pussy, or I don't even know if they have a half pussy, half dick. They didn't say.
Oh, it was like a...
I'm not sure.
Ambiguous genitalia?
I'm not sure, but they talked and felt like a dude, but just had just huge tits. That's got to be, like, if you're a prison rapist, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That person comes around, you're getting... It's got to be all-out war for who gets dibs on some titties. You haven't seen... you've been fucking ass for so long. The best titties you've seen are probably on a fat guy. Those aren't good titties.
No. Those don't do it.
Although, do you guys have that one kid in your, there was a kid in my elementary, in my neighborhood that I grew up with, and then there was also a kid in my high school, two separate guys. One was a Greek guy, one was a, I don't know, I think he was like half Arab, half black. I don't remember what
he
was.
You had a perfect pair?
Perfect tits. Like, I'm talking literally. There was a, like, we took a video of them where we tricked people into thinking
it was a woman
and it worked. And then we zoomed out. And you just saw his tits.
You catfished.
Damn. Did you guys ever have a guy like that growing up?
No, perfect tits, no.
No? So you're telling me Racine, I got two guys with perfect tits.
I was seeing
tits.
Too Racine many girls
tits. No, you weren't.
About seeing a little kid with
oh,
a fat
yeah, that's
kid.
A good joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know it? Are you familiar? Yes. Oh, you think it... Adam thinks it's... I'll let Mike know, Adam, that you said... That it's good. That you've signed off on it.
I'm 35.
Are you?
So?
Oh, you're 35 now, are you?
So still happening. Still my life.
Look, we got to get through the rest.
I know.
Come
I
on,
know.
We got
keep
20
doing
minutes.
That. Keep doing
this
that.
This is what
shit.
People yeah, tune yeah. in for.
We got 20 they minutes like until this? I can get my little fucking sandwich.
35 years old.
I know.
Are you really 35?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, dude. I was watching The Simpsons.
Why didn't you make more
week.
Of a big deal about it at your birthday?
You know, Homer,
I thought you're 36.
Homer's supposed to be 34.
That's hysterical.
Oh, no. Adam's older than Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's gayer.
Give me the vape.
No.
Why? I told you don't bring it.
First you bring your penis mirrors in his house, put him in a bad mood. Now you bring the vape that he
I didn't
explicitly
bring
told
any
you
penis
not
mirrors.
To.
Give me the vape now.
No.
Give it to me.
I'll give it to you, but I won't acknowledge it on the podcast.
All right.
I'll tell everyone. I
don't
care. God damn it, Adam.
Yeah.
You sent it back down the road of vaping. What flavor is that, Adam?
Baby.
Baby penis.
Baby penis.
Pineapple shake.
Oh, you're still rocking with the pineapple, huh?
Pineapple shake. That sounds disgusting.
Well,
sounds good.
Don't it take it from me.
And Nick is doing
I offered it. And Nick accepted. What do you think? No, notes of pineapple?
Review.
Let's do a review.
I can't taste it at all. You would try it?
No, I'm good, thank you.
No, it's
good. Don't get
I'm
on
not
this
a vape
shit.
Guy.
Don't fucking ruin your life, dude.
It's I'm not nasty. A vape guy.
I've picked up smoking and quit smoking numerous times in my life. Always like relatively easy. It's annoying for like 3 days, but
yeah.
once you get over it. But once you start vaping, it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
Dude,
it's
honestly,
like, it's honestly, it's also the fucking, it's the shooting up of cigarettes.
It's really uncool too.
Yeah,
it looks like shit,
you don't
yeah.
look like a pimp.
You
when
look
vaping.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you got a particularly gay little cartridge too.
I don't know. That one lasts the longest.
That's yeah, but it looks stupid as fuck.
Yeah, none of them look good.
That one looks worse. Because so you know why? Because you're getting close to like the original vapors, the guys with the big rigs that would have their own juice.
Those are the purists.
You're
honestly,
getting close to that with that.
Those thing. Guys have become the coolest, I think.
Yeah, it has swung back.
Yeah.
The Tommy Simbazos of the world with their like dragons mm-hmm. that they would fucking shout
their
out to
coils.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I bet you Tommy vapes. I got to ask him.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking we should go do like Maryland week and mm-hmm. do like 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. And just go to fucking
on
Baltimore.
Shore.
Yeah,
no, go to the shore, though.
I was a couple days in Baltimore
oh,
and then
the
hit the shore.
State.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just kind of do, like, a little tour of Maryland.
You should see if you're, if, well, now that I've announced it, I can't, but you should, if, because I have no access to the entertainment industry anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you could just, like, pitch a Maryland show to the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Just be like, look, just give me $70,000. We'll shoot it.
We'll do it on iPhones.
Yeah.
yeah, dude. We'll hit up Dundalk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get
what I want to go is Western Maryland, which is like
yeah, the mountains.
The mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's an unexplored
Frostburg.
The
my brother went there. I know a little bit about
the Cumberland area. I've only driven through it ever.
Yeah.
On the way to West Virginia. And it's real pretty and then just horribly like depressing.
Yeah, I could never. Mm-hmm. My brother still talks fondly about it because he was there for undergrad
it's
and
very
grad
pretty.
School.
It's
yeah.
very, 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 very pretty.
It's cheap as fuck,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it's almost somehow it's like almost worse than West Virginia itself.
It is, yeah.
And you go over the border and they're like, yeah, it's supposed to be like this.
Yeah, West yeah, Virginia. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. It's less fun.
Yeah.
West Virginia,
of course,
everyone's getting fucked
half
up.
Half my family's been killed by brown recluse spiders. Because there's one hospital 7 hours away. And we had a school, but it was purchased by a racist who's now just going insane in there, who's filled all the walls with feces. And he might be the mayor also. I'm not sure.
100% he's the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. We're going to get, I think we should get some fucking Baltimore comics from the sidebar days.
Can I see the vape again? I want to try it again.
Sure. And then we should fucking eat. We should go to Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Classic.
You know, we should go to Zorba's.
I always wanted to
Ikaros.
I always wanted to go to move to Southeast Asia, be an expat. I might have told this story before. Like Thailand or something, and you open a restaurant for expats called Ricky's Tiny Chinese Penis.
Yes.
You get like Asian waiters that wear like tuxedo up top, white tuxedo on top, pantsless. And then they bring you a rice bowl, and then you just fucking laugh at them.
Right.
And it's like sort of like veranda style. I don't know what that even describes, but you know, like there's a tikis.
Outside. It's outside.
The open
overlooking
walls.
Some water, maybe.
Yeah, just right in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah, ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay, nice.
The Thailand jungle.
Ricky's
Tiny Chinese Penis.
Now, Thailand is a different country than China.
Yeah, whatever.
You would import the Chinese? No, it's
just the name of
it. It's even more insulting. Yeah. It's extra insulting.
That's a good ass idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a grand piano, player piano. What are those like?
The Steinway?
No, the Bösendorf, that $800,000 piano.
I don't know about the Bösendorf.
Yeah, get a big ass Bösendorf with a fucking player piano on it. And then I sit there pretending like I'm playing the piano. How you folks doing? Thanks for coming tonight.
If you were an expat, would you go? You wouldn't go. Would you go Asia? Where would you go?
If I was an expat? I don't know.
If we had to flee America.
Me? Yeah. France. Intellectual.
France.
What are you talking about?
You don't speak French.
No, I'd be like a...
You don't speak French and you're not an intellectual.
What are you talking about?
You're the dumbest one on the show.
This country has nothing for me anymore.
And we're all stupid.
And France is the only place.
You're going to leave?
Yeah, I'll have salons. You know?
Salon d'Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you go? You'd just go to Greece.
I guess I would go to Greece, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, but
know.
You can't expatriate to your own country.
I haven't traveled enough, really, so I don't know. You know, I haven't seen the world.
And Canada feels like a cop out. That doesn't count.
Honestly, like Australia was pretty cool.
I liked Australia.
I would move to Australia. The problem is you can't really do comedy there.
No, yeah, you can. It's just
what do you mean? Yeah, they have
you'd be in Australia. You'd be like hosting the Australian Oscars.
Yeah, but you think this is low effort Australian stand up comedy?
That's what I'm saying. It's it's such...
Their language is comedy.
Remember when we went to
every
those,
sentence
like,
is a fucking punchline, the way they talk.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious. Yeah. But remember we'd go to those like shitty bar shows and everyone's credits were like Australian HBO. Yeah, they were all dog shit. Like there was like three good comics that we ran into and everybody else was so bad.
It's like the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Canada's the same way where it's like you just meet a guy who's like, you know, pretty funny and he's like been on TV for a decade in Canada and it doesn't matter at all.
He's the minister of comedy.
They're like, this is our best comic. And then you talk to him. It's a guy with like schizoid personality disorder. He's just like seeing colors instead of people.
Granted, Canada does have really good comedians.
No, the cream of the crop that move here are good.
Yeah, of course.
But that's like four guys over 50 years.
Yeah, have you seen the Montreal Just for Laughs? They're like Quebecois showcase, and it's like mimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's mimes and a lesbian clown. And they all perform with their shoes off. It's fucking.
That's pretty funny.
And then they try and do it in English. Yeah. Like one guy does it in English, and he's like, the black guys that have big dicks.
Yeah, that's good.
Half of their jokes are just they all end with the like.
fuck. Sound effect style.
Yeah.
Fuck your head, dude.
Maybe I'd move to Amsterdam, ride a little bike.
What do you, Montreal, what do you do for a living?
I make a cheese.
Fuck your head, dude. That rules.
Ian does JFL.
Fuck your head, dude. That rules.
So you speak French and English?
Fuck your head, dude. That rules.
I think I'd move to Amsterdam, actually, now that I think. Although the food isn't good enough.
Yeah, they have
but
fries.
But the vibes are awesome. Yeah. But the food sucked dick when I was over there.
Where?
Amsterdam. It's all burgers and fries.
Yeah.
And mayonnaise is their big thing.
I'm going to move to Amsterdam and befriend Wim Hof. And
that's awesome. Just go.
Just sit in ice baths with a Dutch retard. Yeah. Dude, I love that shit. Like, because I like look, because I started taking cold showers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so what is he doing that's different? It's nothing. It's just cold showers and then the breathing exercises.
But the breathing exercise, doesn't he get his shit, doesn't he get like his body temperature down just by doing that?
I think he can.
Yeah.
But most people can't.
Right.
And I guess multiple people have died doing his his exercise.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He just does that for like 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that guy.
Wim Hof?
No.
He's this Dutch guy that like did a TED talk like 10 years ago.
About being cold?
Well, he has like the record. He can like just submerge himself in ice. They just put him in an ice block and he sits in there for 2 hours. And it would like kill a normal person, but he can just...
He's
he controls
himself.
His body temperature with the way he breathes. Yeah, it's
crazy. He meditates and he can like regulate his own what is it? Your sympathetic or parasympathetic nervous system. He can like slow his heart rate down and change his metabolic rate.
I feel like if Blaine put his mind to it, he could do that.
Yeah, probably. That's the kind of shit.
That's the kind of shit he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it isn't even magic, you know? Some of it's just
feats of endurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the big ones are like stabbing himself or swallowing gasoline and then throwing
it. Cutting his cock off and swallowing it.
Yeah.
He did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then he
and he still got me too'd.
He still got me. Yeah.
God, poor guy.
He was raping with magic. He was using magic to rape?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Why else would you learn magic?
Filling his asshole with bullet ants.
He hasn't had a big like special in a while.
He did a balloon thing during COVID.
Yeah, he went up higher than anyone in a balloon.
Really?
Like helium balloons.
That's not even...
And then they're on like radio. They're like, please come down. And he's like, not yet.
Yeah, he was like radioing his kid.
That's awesome.
He's like, I hope you're proud of me.
That's awesome because that's really not magic.
It's not magic.
Like, sitting in a fucking tank is one thing. It's kind of Houdini-ish.
Yeah, it's like, how the fuck
but
did you do that?
Just going up high?
Mm-hmm.
That's more like Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the Red Bull little plane or whatever.
Swallowing frogs. Well, he went up higher than anyone without, like...
Oxygen?
Without oxygen.
Yeah.
So he was at, like, some crazy out... Like, you know,
oh, that's
like,
pretty cool.
It's like 0 degrees...
Yeah,
and
dude.
There's no oxygen.
Oh, that's magic.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Michael Jackson was like, David Blaine, your magic is real. I believe in you.
No, what was the context?
He got like some award for like artist of the millennium. And
he just shouted out David Blaine.
He just said
Blaine.
That in his speech, yeah.
That's so
David
awesome.
David Blaine, your magic is real.
Now, Adam, you're wearing a Raya hat.
Yeah, I got it for free.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I met the Raya guy.
And he just had a hat?
Yeah, dude. Whatever, dude. I meet people.
Where'd you meet him?
He goes to elbow
mixer.
Rubbing events. He goes to like. Yeah. He goes to just you know New York socialite.
No, not elbow rubbing synagogue. What are you talking about? Yeah. That's elbow rubbing. Mm-hmm. What do you think? It's some sort of gala?
What synagogue?
Very boring.
Belonging out in the parking lot afterwards. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm just hanging out here.
Yeah, he's. You know, meet a lot of great guys. get a free hat.
Get some tips on investments.
No, they won't let me.
You're not in that circle yet.
No, they don't trust me.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think I'm anti-Semite.
Because you would fucking run. Yeah, because you have just a harsh anti-Zionist.
I've talked too much shit
record.
About Israel.
And then you don't get the good stock tips.
It's bullshit, man.
You fucked up.
I did it to get pussy, and now... Now I'm fucked.
Now you're frozen out of the Jewish.
Now I don't have any investment
advice. The Jewish investment circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fucking gay to me.
What?
Nothing, I'm just saying.
All right. Now let me think long and hard about, do I really want this sandwich or do I want a different sandwich?
With a guad?
The guad would be nice. I haven't had the guad in a while.
Oh, you're talking about the eggs.
I kind of think I need breakfast, though. But it's tough to tell.
What are you thinking?
You know, the big, we covered it in the beginning. But
three eggs.
But I'm trying to think, do I want to go a different direction with it? Adam's eating pasta. Do I want pasta? would I be copying Adam if I got pasta?
I wouldn't feel copied at all.
Even if I got a less gay pasta that didn't have anchovies, it had like red sauce and, you know, cheese and
shit. I don't care about spoilers. I don't care about copying.
Oh, you don't care about copying?
No, I'm mature.
That's very convenient.
No, sorry.
Let me just throw pasta into the seamless.
I feel like pasta's not a good order.
Doesn't matter what you fucking think.
Like a delivery.
Does not matter what you think.
Right, it's just my feeling.
What's the International Pasta House?
The IHOP of pasta?
It kind of looks like shit, to be honest with you.
It sounds great.
Oxtail penne with red sauce. What is this, Jamaican-Italian fusion?
That's kind of tight.
Jerk chicken penne.
It is Jamaican.
Crab meat with red sauce. Oxtail spaghetti Alfredo. That sounds so bad.
Disgusting.
Okay, maybe pasta ain't the fucking move. I've been on a little pizza kick recently.
I got pizza 2 days ago. It was great.
Maybe pizza pie. Where'd you get the pizza from?
Impasto.
Pasta with vodka sauce. Doesn't sound too bad.
Honestly, they do a great pie at that place.
At Impasto? Yeah. Where is it?
Not too far from here, like Clinton Hill.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that right now.
They can bring it to you.
I guess.
Yeah. So, the Northman, what's that about? Santa Claus?
Yeah, what's it about?
So, Santa Claus's dad.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
No.
It's about, what's
Muhammad.
What?
Yeah, it's... Yes. Santa Claus is Muslimic.
That's what you find out?
That's what you find
that's
out.
That's crazy.
And Jesus killed him.
Really?
Because he was jealous.
Because he wanted presents.
Yep.
He's that's
jealous
wild.
Of all the presents. And so, so now Santa Claus has to kill Christ. He has to ally with the Jews,
mm-hmm.
who want him dead for personal reasons. And he disguises himself.
Mm-hmm.
He kills Judas. Judas was actually a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He disguises himself as Judas. Gets a really big fake nose.
They should have done a movie called The Iranian Claus, right? And it's mm-hmm. the night before Ramadan, and Tim Allen he's come home from a big presentation at work. He's trying to rush home to his son, but he's raped by a gang, and the police see it happen. And then he wakes up the next day, and his hair is long, and he's grown breasts,
okay.
and he has to live as a woman.
The Iranian clause.
The Iranian clause. Because there's no such thing as homosexuality.
Right. So now he has to transition.
Once you get your ass fucked, you become a woman in Iranian culture.
He cuts his hair, and then it just grows back right away. And then he keeps trying to hide his breasts, but they get bigger and mm-hmm. bigger.
Every time he tries to hide them?
And as he loses his son because of this.
He's trying to reconnect.
Yeah, the wife takes him. And then he, you know, then he's just getting raped more and more.
Right.
He puts on the burqa. Dave Krumholtz explains. He's like, you're a woman now living in a conservative, you know, Muslim Sharia law. Or
you can't air out your pussy like that. You need to be wearing a burqa.
Bernard, the Sheikh Bernard, played by David Krumholtz, has a scroll.
Right,
fucking
right.
He explains
right.
to Tim Allen how he has to live as a Muslim woman.
Right.
And
he just stays a woman?
Yeah.
How does the Santa Claus end? Does he stays Santa
Claus?
Yeah,
I was just wondering that.
They kept making more movies. It doesn't... Yeah, he becomes...
He becomes Santa forever?
He's Santa forever.
That sucks.
And the wife and the new husband. You know, it's more part of the 1990s divorce.
Yeah, every
saga.
Movie had to be a divorce movie.
Yeah, everything
it's called the Santa Claus and there's a divorce angle. That is so fucking funny. Mm. Oh, yeah, doesn't he like pass it down? Doesn't somebody else become Santa Claus?
Right, because the clause is a clause in a contract,
there's
right?
There's the Santa Claus and then there's the Santa supremacy and then the Santa
right.
ultimatum.
The Santa ultimatum.
Yeah. And Jeremy Renner takes the literal reins.
Yeah.
That's where that expression comes
that
from.
That was the first Born I saw.
Which one?
The Jeremy Renner one?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's the wackest one.
I know. But then we at the cabin had a
we
nice
watched
day.
All of them.
That was a great day.
That was a great day.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, why don't we pick up. We'll go through all the Santa Clauses during the free episode.
We will. We'll pick up where we left off.
And people will be listening to that one. They'll be like, oh, I hope the fucking Patreon was better than this, and it will not be,
it
folks.
Won't, it won't
be.
No.
But you found that out now, but remember how naive you were mm-hmm. on Wednesday yeah. after you heard the one where we went through all the Santa Clauses?
Yeah. we'll tell you this week that if you're not signed up, you gotta sign up because this one was a bang.
Yeah, we're gonna falsely tell you yeah. that it was really good, and this now one, you've already
it's
listened.
An all timer.
All right,
you fucking dummies.
We'll get one in, real quick. We got 30 seconds to save the episode.
Okay.
And Mr. Coffee. It's like, is there a Mrs. Coffee?
Is there a Mrs. Mm-hmm. Coffee?
And then I'm burning my dick in the gas station.
That's right.
Fucking the coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it's something like that. I don't know. It's like a sexual kind of joke.
Right.
It's a joke with a sexual undertone.